All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
85.
Welcome to the 85 South Show. It's your man Carlos Miller. My nigga DC Young Flat is putting on.
I ain't got no chapstick. You got chapstick,
bro. Putting chapstick on, man. We out here, man.
Ah, there we go.
This episode is dedicated to my hero.
Who?
My mentor.
Who?
Somebody who really paved the way for me.
Who?
You know, a real inspiration.
Who is OG? What is his name?
Bro, you know, he's a great person.
Who?
A humanitarian. A philanthropist. You know?
Civil rights move.
Civil rights activator.
Activator.
Great
activist
father.
Mother.
A husband. Good brother.
He's an uncle, too.
Uncle.
A nephew.
Somebody you can look up to.
Who?
And he still got his hairline.
Who?
Talking about Barack Obama, man.
Barack.
Talking about Barack Obama. Barry O.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I noticed, like, you know, we got to keep it kind of, you know what I'm saying? Keep it kind of gutter, kind of clean gutter. Mm-hmm. But Barack Obama, one of the realest niggas to ever be born, though. Like, through a uterus.
That's crazy, man. And like, his time almost up. It seemed like he getting out of jail.
Yeah.
Don't get in no fuck shit, dog. They hang on you, bro.
Yeah, because every time somebody, hey, bro, hold your head, boy.
Hold it up, shout.
You ain't got nothing to be embarrassed about. Boy, you did your thing, boy.
You feel me? And when you get out there, don't let nobody discourage you, homie.
What he going to do now, though? Because, you know, like, once you ain't the president no more, you don't really get to do nothing because you know all the secrets.
Nah, they say, like, once you the president, you always got, like, secret service.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, but, like, he can't just go back to being him before he was him.
He was homeless.
No, he wasn't. He was straight.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't balling, but he was him.
He now.
Bruh, do you know Barack Obama drive a Chrysler 300?
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, because he had just got it before he was the president. He ain't even got to drive it.
For real. I thought he had a PT Cruise.
He had that before the 300. The 300.
They said Michelle picture on the back.
Michelle got more cheese than he do.
What Michelle do?
I think she drive like a, she probably got a
Range Rover. She got a Sebring.
<They've> got,
with the top lid, man.
Right, yeah. They got them together.
Damn, man. My boy, I supposed to say this? I voted for him twice.
But check this out. Me too.
No, the first time I wasn't supposed to.
Is it messed up that I don't want another white president?
I mean.
Is it bad?
Because Donald Trump running. I think people running just so Donald Trump won't win.
I don't think
he got Will Smith. When you got actors trying to be the president.
He ain't running for
real. If don't nobody run, Donald Trump going to win.
Bro, Donald Trump not going to win.
Do you know how many Mexicans are about to get they
bro,
right
first
privilege?
Of all, Donald Trump not going to win. Because like 3 weeks ago, he was trying to kick the Mexicans out of the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he started messing with the Muslims, right?
Yes.
Bro, next week, in 2 weeks, he's going to probably come out and be like, hey, I'm tired of all these black folks, man. Y'all got to get the hell out of here, too.
He probably going to come out and say, I'm black. If he do that, that should be funny as hell. But I voted for Obama twice.
Why? What made you vote for him?
But look, let me tell you something. See, I told my daddy old.
Right.
So my daddy got Alzheimer's, and I was 17 at the time.
Right.
And so I went with him. I took him to go vote.
Right.
So, and it's crazy because, you know, everybody old, they like, yeah, I'm voting for the black man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we get up there. So I'm at the booth with him. So he like, oh, shit, who you want to be the president? Shit, I poked Obama. Shit, Obama, nigga, how you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I poked it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then we, you know, everybody else, we don't know about the other shit. So we just hitting niggas up, Cheryl, sure, let her be that shit.
Right.
We gonna let goddamn Jerome.
I was trying
do
to
this.
Read the names and see who was the blackest one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Jerome Black.
Yeah, I was like, Johnson. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Sheila Johnson. Yeah, she's straight. She's straight. That's how I vote.
And that's how I
look
too.
At your name. If your name look black, I'm voting for you.
Or if you mix.
Right. I don't know what a mixed name look like on paper.
It'd be like Chandra. Like,
that's a mixed name?
Hell yeah. Chandra, like, Thompson.
That's mixed. To you.
A Thompson.
That's black as hell to me.
Chandra Thompson?
Chandra with the U in it? That's a black woman.
With a C.
What?
And an apostrophe. It like Chandra.
Chandra.
Yeah.
You know she black.
Yeah, she
because white people don't put apostrophes in their name.
It's the Thompson. The Thompson is what's white.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Break it down, huh?
Nah, white people be having.
Think about Clay Thompson.
White people be having long last names like Westinghouse.
Or like
McDougalson.
Or like Evanderbilt.
Evanderbilt.
Yeah, or some shit like
right.
that.
Right. Hokenbeck.
Nigga just be like, what's your last name? Hey, you
talking
about?
It's a sound.
It's just a sound. But yeah, man.
But you ain't answering. You think it's crazy that I don't really want another white president.
To be honest,
I feel like the country got swag. I feel like other countries like, don't fuck with America. They have a black man. You know what I mean? I feel like
I feel like
everybody kind of scared of us right now.
I'd be wrong if I say I don't give a damn because we got people who done died for this. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
You remember the time we couldn't vote?
I do.
You don't remember shit. But look, I'm trying to tell you, though, that it was time that we couldn't vote and people done got
that's
hit in the head.
See, they be trying to make us vote with the guilt trip. Like, oh, well, black people died, so you can vote.
But look, we got to think about it. Our community, we complain so much about our community. Why don't we put somebody in office who will help our
because
community?
Every time we try to put somebody in the office, they get in the damn office and forget why they in the office, get caught stealing money.
So you know
shit.
What that mean? Somebody got to run. Somebody got to make a change.
Man, I see what you're doing. I'm not voting for you for president. I'm not.
I will be ready for president.
Nope.
2016.
Hell no.
I'm going to have a campaign. Folks hell be out like, no. Cue me.
Nope.
Cue me. Who running? Cue me. I'm running.
No,
that
man.
That's going to be crazy.
No, we can't because we can't.
Bring
it's
them
votes
here, boy.
You too niggerish.
Bring them votes here, boy.
You too niggerish,
they going to ask me to D.C., how do you feel about it? I'm like, first of all, if I can whoop my opponent's ass, I won already. Thank you, America.
Oh, my God.
Smoke a joint. Have a good night.
No.
Yes.
This is terrible, man.
Get head up in the White House.
See? You fucking up already.
All this stress I got to go through with war. I can't get a little head. That what happened to Bill Clinton.
All right, check this out.
We can get another Bill Clinton.
You'll be the president for real?
You're going to be the vice president.
How you going to bring the troops home?
What you mean, how I'm bringing the troops home?
How you going to end the war?
Look.
This is what
I'm going to do.
Hey, you need to figure out what a filibuster is first. Off
hold
the top.
Up. Wait a minute. Because I'm going to go over there. I'm going to look them motherfuckers dead in their eye. I'm like, look. What are we fighting for? What you want? They say we want some oil. I'm like, shit.
They got all the oil.
So what the fuck we fighting for then?
So we can keep getting it and not having to pay for it.
See, that's the problem. Everybody need to make a little money. Then what we going to do?
All right.
Cut me in. Let's eat. And let's just keep it going. And we finna get the fuck home. Y'all niggas don't want to fight.
I ain't voting for you, man.
Do that sound good, America?
No, because you sound too... You gonna scare the hell out the white people when they ask you a question and you... Fuck you mean? They gonna scare the hell out of
me. No,
I didn't mean it like that, Mr.
President. This is what they gonna get me when they be like, how are you gonna vote for somebody who has a tattoo on his face? I can use makeup. Fuck you mean?
Oh.
I'm gonna have a rebuttal for everything.
Right. Hey, I don't think you'll be a good president. But dog,
would I be a good spokesperson?
Dog, you'll be a hell of a politician though.
I go crazy.
Man, you got potential.
Listen, all you gotta do is sound
but
like
the only
King.
Thing though is like I don't know if we could trust you though, cause you'll be in a fucking robbed campaign.
I ain't even gonna lie though. If I see how they make money and shit, I'm like, look, I'm gonna fire everybody in that bit, get a whole new team.
See, this how you make money in politics, right?
How you make money?
All you gotta do is lie.
That's like what they the do.
So look, you come out with your lie, right? You DC Young Fly. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, the gay people gonna be like, hey, you got us when you get in there, right? You gonna make sure that we get some gay rights. And you be like, yeah, hell yeah. And they give you some money. Be like, all right, my nigga, good looking out. And then you get elected, right? And then about 2 years later, they show up like, hey, what's up with them gay rights you promised us? Then you be like, look here. Hey, that was 2 years ago. Man, the price done went up. We need some more bread. I got the paperwork ready.
I'm gonna just have my
now. I just need you to make sure that you get me this so we can get it. And then
they'll never talk to me face to face. I'm gonna have my secretary talk to them.
Bro, politics is a hustle, man.
Oh, politics is a hustle.
Most definitely, man.
Anybody who
out of all the who been your favorite? You said Bill Clinton, man. Earlier. Why?
Well, Bill.
Why?
Nigga, do you know how it was? Let me tell you something. Even though I was a child, do you know how smooth it was when he was in office?
Bro, Bill Clinton fucked niggas up.
When?
When he was in the office.
What'd he do? Tell me something I don't know.
Man, he brought the mandatory minimums back, man.
Like he brought them down, back down?
No, he brought them back. Like, you gotta do 80% of your time, no more college in jail, none of that.
For real?
Bruh. He came out recently, said he regretted that shit.
For real?
Yeah.
That fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. They be giving Bill Clinton all these, you know what I mean?
So what he say, like, nigga gotta do 80% of their time when they ain't locked up?
Mandatory minimum. That's why all the niggas in jail right now.
So maybe that's why all that.
See, it go 10, back a couple. But now it go wrong, back a
they
couple.
Got, they got like 10 do 5 and shit. That ain't 80%. That's 50.
That's see. That's on some other shit. You talking about the deal that you cut with the prosecutor? This is no.
Oh, you talking about that other shit?
Yeah.
Damn, free my niggas.
Free everybody. Not everybody. Everybody don't need
like
to be free.
Like rapists and shit. Y'all need to stay y'all ass in there.
Right. Hell yeah. I think if you rape somebody, they should put you in the part of the jail where they know you gonna get raped. Like, let somebody just rape you back. Like, they just had the police who raped 13 black women,
did he
right?
See him boo-hooing in there?
He was crying like hell. You know why, though? Because he gonna get raped like hell,
man,
when he get
let
in
me tell
there.
You something. It's a nigga in there crying because they know he coming. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
He's
the police, too?
His booty tender.
Man. Exactly! That shit
that's crazy,
man.
Man.
I can't believe it. Barack Obama about to leave, bro.
He about to go. Where you think he gonna go? To the Motel 6?
He going back to Chicago, bro.
He ain't going back with him. He ain't going to Iraq.
I believe he going back to Chicago. I don't know. He might move to Atlanta. You know, every time folks get some money, they move to Atlanta.
I just want Michelle to get her hat here. That's all.
Man, Michelle keep her out there.
No, she don't.
Yes, she do.
She do not have no relaxing or shit.
She natural. She don't use no relax.
It need to be relaxed.
No.
Yes, she does.
She the first lady. She can't be walking around with a new
person.
Do you know that?
The first lady need to do, the first thing she need to do is wake up and do her hair when she the first lady.
You don't like it?
I like it, but you the first lady, man. Come on.
I can't stand for this, bro. You cannot, you not going to sit here and talk about
no,
Michelle
one thing about
Obama.
Michelle, she's strong, just like her hair. I just need to be relaxed.
As hell, man. You dumb as hell.
Just
you
relax.
Would you vote for Hillary Clinton? You say you like, would you vote for Hillary?
I'll fuck with Hillary.
Would you vote for her, though? Would you vote? You see how you get quiet? You act like it's she got hard. Would you vote for her? I fuck with her. But would you vote for her? Man, I said I fuck with her.
I mean, she cool. On some other shit. All
right.
Like
so,
like secretary or something.
Safer.
Not to run it. Not
safer
to run
instance.
Us.
Safer instance.
Woman can't run us.
What you mean?
Woman can't run us, man. But if you let Hillary get in. But you know how much shit your girl gonna talk? Hillary the president on the president on my house. Fuck, nigga. You gonna be like... Bro, I'm telling you, bro, it's going to be hard, bro. We ain't going to have no say-so. Who the president? That's every time we go say-so. Who the president? Who the president?
I don't
Hillary,
know.
Right? So who the president of they call?
I don't
feel... Who name is in? Jay like the Declaration of Independence. I got independence on their car. Fuck, nigga.
I don't think we need a woman president just yet.
That's what I'm trying to tell
because
you.
Because women bring up old shit too much.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Listen.
Because you know if we have a woman president, she going to change everything. They bring up old shit. So what's up with this little Declaration of Independence? Like,
since you want to be independent.
Yeah, like,
how
what's
about
up
we
with
declare
that?
These? Fuck, nigga. That ain't fair.
Right. I don't know.
I don't know about that one, man. Make it be vice.
And plus... Plus, you know, women don't really let shit go.
They don't.
Hell no. All that shit North Korea be talking.
Do you know what? She probably like just get, sign us over to somebody just because, remember Bill got it did so.
Yeah.
She might see, since y'all think that I love the United States so much, wasn't it y'all who was supporting him when he got a dick sucked? Ha ha. Y'all are now Iraqi's country.
I've been to the Middle East, bro.
Look what the titties and the power of the pee done did.
I went over there, man. It ain't what they say it is.
It's like, how do you be around a whole bunch of people that's covered up? I need to know who the hell I'm talking to.
That's scary.
Take the thing down.
You don't supposed to be looking at they women like that. They don't
take the mask off.
No.
And it's crazy when you at the house, they still got it on. Take the damn mask.
No. Because, like, dog, that's how serious it is. They, you don't supposed to look at them. That ain't yours to be looking at.
So it ain't number eyes. Like, how you know that Sandra with her eyes? Sandra.
Because they flirt with the eyes, bro.
Is that you?
They flirt. They do, because they'll be like, hey.
Where's your mother?
They'll be like, look, holler at me. I don't got nobody. They you got to learn how to read the blinks.
That shit crazy, man.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I think Barack should wait till the last week, right before he's about to leave, and be like, all right, we need to have a press conference, black folks. The reparations check coming on top of your income tax. We're going to make the checks bump heads.
I feel like they should give us a reparation.
Like, you know, you get your income tax, and then you get like an extra little $2,200.
I feel like they right should give a reparation of everybody who got locked up by the police, and when you went to court, they found you not guilty. So I need my money that I spent on my books.
I think they should give black people some reparation, but yeah, you got to prove that you need them. That's the only thing. You got to prove that
you
need
them.
You
got to show like house bills and
right. They should do it just like when you're trying to get you should bring two bills.
It's like a stimulus check.
Bring two bills down there and just show them that, look, hey, I'm doing my
part.
It's
like food stamp.
Just help me with my little reparation.
You know, when you certify a food stamp, you got to show proof that you're homeless.
For real?
Bro, you got to prove that you homeless. Like,
I ain't know that.
I swear, you got to prove, like, you see this house right here?
Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine? They bring the reparation back, and you had to go to the reparations office?
I used to take my mail. I'd be like, look, you see this mail? I don't stay there. I just need somewhere
just send it there.
Send my mail to.
No.
I swear on everything. You got to show proof that you homeless.
That'll be some balling ass shit.
I had a nigga take a picture of me sleeping on the floor outside.
And you took it down there to him?
Like, this me at 6:30 in the morning on Friday. Every Friday.
Are you? But what if they gave out some reparations? Like Barack Obama, last week he in there. He like, black people, reparations coming January next year. All you gotta do is file the paperwork. Then you had to go to the reparations
just like
office.
Obamacare. They gonna be like, it don't work.
Right.
Your reparations have failed. Don't worry. Probably be 10 people out the whole United States to get reparations.
I could just hear them niggas sitting outside now. Man, where the damn mailman at with my reparation, bro? Damn.
Soon they come. Hey, that rock came through. That's how they talk. Hey, that rock came through. No, bruh, Mr. Johnson.
Bro, what
you bullshit? Let me check the box. You done lost my rock.
It's going down this Thursday at the Blue Flame Reparations Party hosted Reparation by Tuesday. DC Young Fly.
Reparation Tuesday. Throwing nickels and quarters. I'm going to change the game in the strip club, too. I'm going to throw number change.
Word.
To make it rain change.
No, that's dangerous, though. You can't do that type of shit, man.
If you true to the game, bitch.
What you think about Barack Obama, like, not being able to say what he wanted to say while he was in office?
Man, they've been holding his tongue. They say the president is like the spokesperson. It's kind of hard for him to. It's kind of hard for him to really. They say he don't really make the rules.
He don't. He kind of just like Sam.
Yeah, he just say that like, oh, this is what everybody came to agreement with. We're gonna go to war again.
Reparation.
We're gonna. He whispered what he really wanted to say. We're going to go to war.
I'm going to try to get reparation.
Reparation. I need some reparations. I could use some this week.
I need some reparations. Now, it's a couple female that owe me reparation.
Oh, you know what? I be
have you ever gave head and she don't give you none? I need my reparation. I need my reparation. Do you know how much preparation it took to do that? I need my reparation.
When you give her some head and she get up and put her panties on and be like, thank you.
No, I hate this when she don't stop me from eating it, but she stop me from sticking it. Oh, okay. I need my reparation. Now, it's either
you going strong on me?
I ain't going strong on. She going to make her mind up right then and there. It's called making her mind up.
I need my reparations too, man.
Hey, boy. And then it's crazy because then they sit here and tease you, be like, you mad.
You mad?
No, I ain't mad, y'all. You know, I ain't mad.
It's
your
cool.
Voice be cracking. I ain't, you know.
Yeah, what it is.
Ain't nothing to me. Brush smell, nothing like puss. I ain't mad. You know, you gotta spit. I ain't mad. I ain't mad, y'all. You good? Yeah, you real good. Go to sleep. Take your motherfucking computer.
What's the best shit you ever stole from a girl? Like, you ever hit a lick?
Baby pictures.
You stole her baby pictures?
I was
though?
Laughing. I was like, they been ugly ass, dude.
Hey, you dumb as hell.
I was smoking the blunt.
You stole a baby bitch from
her? Yeah, because her mama's stepdad, he said weed, so I stole some weed from him. Oh. Everybody get it. When somebody in the family mess with me, everybody, I take it out. And he was cool, too. You feel me? But I had to wipe him clean. I got him. I took some from her. I took some money from her. Then I took a baby pizza, and I was just smoking weed, laughing at her baby pizza. Like, it be ugly.
Bro, you stupid. Like, have you ever been like checked out, like, to make sure you weren't crazy?
My mama told me, she was like, I ain't want you to get on no pills. So,
bro, that's the funniest shit out of here.
I swear.
You stole his baby picture.
I stole the baby picture, and I was roasting the baby picture to myself. Bro, she ugly.
Hell yeah.
Her big head ass, little teeth ass girl. One bit, two little teeth out. Parents, little child teeth having ass.
You stupid.
I swear. Yeah. I don't give a damn.
That's funny that you brought that up, man, because.
But what if Obama was from
but
the
But I'm just
side?
Trying to see. That's what I was about to say. Like, what if Obama, like, he already from South Side of Chicago.
He wouldn't be president, I'll tell you that.
Why not? Why you don't think he could be the president being from the West
First
Side of
all,
Atlanta?
He can't say where he from. He'll be like the mayor or something, like the councilman.
You think so?
Like the district. He had to run like a district, not the whole country. Like
I don't think it'll work because you can't really understand what people from the West Side of Atlanta be talking.
Hey, shout
when
you,
they
you
get
know
excited.
Your boy finna run from that prayer jar. You know what I'm talking about? How I feel out like the application do that?
Exactly. Bro, what this here right here about now? We trying to go.
Hey, they talking about a respiration. I ain't never been arrested.
Bro, I ain't never. Hey, what they mean respiration?
I ain't never had no heart attack.
Mr. President, tell us about the Trilateral Commission. Hey, I don't even know that bitch like that, bro. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't be hollering at me. You know what I'm saying?
How you feel about the war, Mr. President?
Shit, that shit break my heart. It's sad. It's sad as hell. But I can't let that stress me out.
And you know what they say? If somebody slap you, turn the other cheek. You a hoe ass nigga
bruh,
if you do that.
Bruh.
You a hoe ass nigga.
Hey, man. Hey, I don't know who watching this shit or whatever, but hey. Them people over there in the Middle East who got all that oil. Hey, man, holler at me, man. We trying to get these gas prices back down. You see, that ain't
going to
work.
They ain't met with him,
see. They ain't going to work,
he brought
bro.
The gas prices down to 180.
Hey, bro, Barack Obama got the gas prices down so low.
I bet he got the gas in his backyard.
That let you know that it's a scheme.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush had us out here paying $8 a gallon.
Man, did you buy? Why?
That's the one person I don't like. If I ever see him, I'm going to slap shit out of him.
I remember time. Well, it wasn't nobody at the gas station. Niggas
period.
Is hanging out at the gas station.
Just chilling.
They got gas cans, no car. Hey, I just got gas.
They got gas because I can afford
it. And 187.
Bro, it's ridiculous.
But I can cut grass all day.
Hey, you know the best feeling in the world, though,
what?
Is when you go in there and you pay like $20 just to get your tank back full. And then it stop at like $14.83. You be like, hell yeah, no, let me go in there.
I go get some snacks.
Right.
I get some snacks.
Right. Give me two slushes. Bag of chips.
You know what?
Two cigarettes.
It feel good to take a 10 out knowing
a
that.
A swisher.
That'll get you a half a tank.
What?
You like, this Hamilton.
Man, much love to everybody who going through it financially.
Yes. Even $5 to get you a quarter.
Much love to all the ladies who trying to keep their appearance up, you know, on a budget. So your homegirl had to do your hair this week. Appreciate that. Much love to all the ladies who got burnt with the curling iron. Got that little burnt spot on your forehead, too.
Yes, much love.
All the chicks who ever got burnt on the ear.
Much love.
Yeah.
And you know the curling iron on the stove, too. Yeah. So.
Much love to all the young niggas who got a hairline like their father.
But got sideburns like their stepdad.
Exactly. Much love to all the ladies who got that little mustache, but you act like we don't
see
it.
That how you
know
the pussy good. That bruh, little, ooh.
Right, it be right there in the corner.
It be like, ooh. Yeah, it like yeah. A little fuzz. Yeah. Like, it was like, it want Paul to be there, but it does.
Right.
Ooh, that shit good.
It shit like in about 2 weeks, it's going to be too thick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I'm a real observe type of guy.
You be observe. You observational.
Nigga, I'm real observe.
What you like?
I hate the little
when
chin
they had a little chin hair.
I hate little chin hair.
That's disgusting.
And they just be like talking up like.
And you
like
tell
they don't know they got
and you
hair.
Can tell they been there for a long time because they dark.
They curly,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I know you feel it.
Ladies, hit that neck. Hit that neck, ladies.
Hit it.
Hit that neck.
Tweezers. Pluck that bit.
Hell yeah.
Pluck it.
You ever fuck with a chick, her ears dirty?
Boy, that is
that is my pet peeve. Dirty ass ears.
Pet peeve. Listen, give me one of them. I hate it. Like you
bruh,
try not to.
Bro, that's the nastiest shit
like
ever.
You try not to look in her ear, but you kind of like lean and you just like, oh my God, if her ear dirty.
Right.
That pussy dirty.
It's got to be.
It got to be because I clean my ear when I get out of the shower. Like, how you not?
Clean
that
your
why
ears.
That's why you ain't never known.
Clean your ears.
They always say, huh? You be like, baby, huh?
You can't hear me.
You can't hear me.
Because your ear's nasty.
Ooh, I hate it.
Then they be like, let me see your headphones. I'll stab you in your throat.
I'll kill you.
I know Donald Trump ears dirty. Don't he just look like his ears nasty as hell?
Donald Trump need to quit wearing that toupee.
That is not a toupee, man.
I bet they got a rubber band around it.
Whatever that hairstyle is.
Slap it on his head.
That Donald Trump wearing, I know for a fact that it's made by New Era because I saw it. He had put it on backwards. He had this little dude playing baseball. And it was right there in the middle.
Some tell me his suit stink.
I believe it do.
He ain't never been around somebody when they wearing a suit and it rains.
Bruh, every time you around somebody who got money, they be musty a little bit. I don't know if that's what money smell like, but
I don't think so. It's just something about him, like
right.
He got athlete feet and his suit stink.
You know why I don't like Donald Trump?
Why?
Because he always had that little white stuff in the corner of his mouth. That is nasty.
He the type to eat and don't care about sticking.
Right.
Because nah, I'm Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. He been around forever.
Donald Trump.
Like you said earlier, though.
What?
He might mess around and win.
He might, man. Because somebody got to run. And,
but I'm just letting y'all know,
if
man.
If Kanye run, I'm going for Kanye. Whoever
me
running
too.
Against him, I'm running.
I don't know if I would, though.
If Will running, he just can't talk in that African voice that he did on that new movie, though.
You don't
it's cool because Will is an A-list actor. But it's like, I think it would have been better if he would have just did his regular voice.
You think so?
Because it's funny. I think he probably had like 3 more months of working on the African voice.
Nah.
But not 3 more months.
Smith, though. I mean,
I don't give a damn who
he can't really make a bad movie, man.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's great. It's funny when you know a person. That's like them trying to take me serious in a serious movie. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I got to build them up for them to take me serious.
Do the serious movie. Do the serious joint right now.
All
right,
right here.
Not DC. Do Jun Jun. And scene.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Boy, yo, bro, stay like that, baby.
And cut. Nobody believed it.
Nobody believed
it. This is you.
I'm telling you, he was in the movie like, you guys are not going to understand. I'm like, nigga, you went from African to an Asian person.
Right.
I was just, he hit him with
the Nelson Mandela.
He did, you don't understand. They need the medicine. I'm like, well, I hear your real voice in that shit. But it was good, though. All right. Fuck with it.
We was talking about this shit earlier, right?
What?
If Donald Trump becomes the president, fill in the blank. What you doing if he becomes a president?
I'm going to bleach my skin.
You gonna bleach your skin?
Yeah.
What that's gonna do?
I don't know. I just feel like if you white, it'll be safer.
Boy, you smart as hell. That shit started out stupid and went straight to brilliant.
Fuck you, man. I feel like you'll be safer. Bro,
people be sleep on you. You be coming up with some good ass.
That's why I be trying to tell you. Even though I might.
So
think
look,
crazy,
if you bleach you got a your good skin, meaning behind. What color the tattoo gonna say? Is it gonna you gonna leave the tattoo or you gonna?
It gonna be kind of like light brown. Like
well, if Donald Trump. You know, people always be like, well, if Donald Trump become the president, I'm going to fucking move. I ain't going to do shit. I'm going to keep
unless
doing.
Unless he make you move.
Bro, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing, bro. I just figured out the formula to success. First of all, you got to follow DJ Khaled on Snapchat.
I was definitely say that. Got to have
DJ. I mean, your
he
life.
DJ Khaled as bro, vice president.
Your life ain't right if you're not following DJ Khaled on Snapchat. Mm-mm. He gave you so much hope.
Khaled, if you hiring, please hit me up. I clean your whole damn house.
What's up with this damn jet ski, though? He just ride a jet ski, just ride around. And
it let you know he got money. He just on a jet ski. He just be another one.
Another one.
How many jet skis I got? Another one. I'm like, man, come on, man. I don't mind working for the nigga.
You would?
I be high as hell though, all the time.
Hey, bro, you ever watched those? They got this new show out called... They got the Westbrook sisters. Have you seen them?
I ain't never got time to watch it. But I heard India Love, she kind of like an asshole. On
I
her.
Do not care. They
she
are,
a bad fuck, though.
All of them fine.
I hit every last one of them, from the skinny one to the big one.
Bro, I be calling them the Breastbrook sisters. You
the Breastbrook.
Everybody got big titties.
Big old titties. I like the one who be riding that dirt bike.
I like the big sister. The big one.
Wee. I love the one who ride that dirt bike. I be like, look how pop that wheel. Pop that wheel on the dick.
I like the thick one.
Pop that. Oh, I talk about the big.
Yeah, I like
that
one
because she don't really get that much attention. I give it to you.
Hell
I find
yeah.
I find that pussy. If you don't think you got one, I find it.
What?
I go in there and find it.
You stupid.
Have a flashlight. I go find it. I like treasure hunt too.
Dude.
I did.
They bad, bro. You seen their mama?
What the mama look like?
Their mama look up. Yeah.
For real.
5 kids?
Oof. Shit.
Rough out there.
Boy, it rough.
I've been planning. Hey, next year gonna be crazy.
Hey,
man.
I'm gonna try to get on the
not,
Westbrook
not
show.
Not this one, but the next one.
Which one?
Because I'm in 2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that shit gonna be crazy.
We gonna dig in it.
Yeah, they got a Toyota coming out that run off Imagination.
No.
All you gotta do is have a good idea, man.
But what if you go ride a block? Your transmission slipping.
Yeah. Bro, whatever happened to John McCain? You remember John McCain?
Old ass John McCain.
With the messed up arm. He had the fake arm with the cup holder on it.
White John McCain, right? Then he run for president or something, right?
He did. Didn't he
get kidnapped or something?
Yeah, in Vietnam. That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like recent.
See, this is why they don't let black dudes do
now
politics.
Wake up.
We just be talking about
we wanted your money, John McCain.
Exactly.
What damn money? You are president. I ain't never ran for no president.
That's another thing. See, these white dudes, they got running. They so damn old. I don't want to elect a president. Then he fuck around and get Alzheimer's and then forget that he president.
Niggas will give anybody to be.
Right.
Like, hey, man, we need all the white people to be.
Well, I do it then.
Now, hell no.
Nah. I don't know.
Man, how about you run for president?
I can't.
Why? You got to cut your beard.
No, it's just because.
Have you ever thought about cutting your beard?
I did.
Ooh, you ugly motherfucker. You cut that beard.
You
boy.
Ugly anyway.
I'm talking about Bell.
Oh.
Oh, man.
No, I'm handsome.
Bell?
Yeah.
You look like a grown bruh, little boy.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. The shit crazy. That look like that's what they like.
Look like he cute. Look at his ears. He look like a little wet monkey.
Ooh.
I can't wait.
Bro, that's when you know, like, that's when you know you got some shit going on, bro. When you so ugly, you be cute to motherfuckers.
That right,
too. Yeah.
You so something.
Right. Long as you ain't ugly enough where they had to call you ugly two times. You straight. You know
what I mean?
He
ugly.
But he not like ugly, ugly. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He straight.
I used to be ugly, ugly, like ugly, ugly, ugly. Three times.
They be like, John, you so ugly. Like ugly, ugly, ugly.
You ever had an ugly girl not like you back?
Yes.
Then you had to rethink everything.
Like, I wanted to hit. I'm like, Shawty, what's up? Now I'm straight.
You straight.
What you talking about?
Like, you straight. What you mean you straight? Like, straight ain't nobody talking to you all day. And now I talk to you, you straight. Bitch, you should want company. You know what I'm saying? Antisocial ass. Girl, get your ugly ass on.
You straight.
That's all ringing in your head all day. I'm straight. Like, damn. Gotta get myself together.
Man. Speaking of getting yourself together.
We got a word of the day.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, so what's the word?
The word of the day. Since we're on the political theme. Since we're on the political. The word of the day is.
What?
Filibuster.
Filibuster.
I bet you can't use that shit. No, what? You can't. You ain't. You don't know what a filibuster is.
Let me tell you
is,
something.
Man.
My boy Philip, man. You remember that girl we were talking about last time that Philip was talking about?
Yeah.
Man, Philip bought that. Philip bought that. All right.
I get it to you.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it to you.
Philip you. Who you?
Man, you know them weak ass boy down the street,
talking
man.
Talking about down the street, them weakening.
Man, them boys swear they real, man. Man, dude gonna come up here talking to me yesterday, talking all this rah rah, man. You know what I'm saying? He swear he real, but man, I don't even feel a bust.
Oh! I don't even feel them folks.
Filibuster. Do you have any for real political aspiration?
I remember one time, you know how I knew I was a money go getting. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ran for like.
Share some stories from your life.
Everybody ran for like president, you know, vice president.
Yeah.
You know what I went for?
Treasurer.
Treasurer.
Yeah.
Because when they said that's the one who hold all the money, I said,
you
all
look
the
like
money.
You can count real fast.
Oh, yeah. I could count and miscount on your face and make you think that this is what you're supposed to get. Oh. I'd be like 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 30. Here you go. They'd be like, oh, thank you for my 30.
I see what you did.
You know what I'm saying? Took a whole 30 right in their face. They don't even know.
I see what you did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 20, 20, 30. Here you go.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my God. Thank you for these 30. You appreciative. Go ahead. Okay, that little 30. Oh, have you ever shot dice with somebody who didn't know what they were doing? I love it.
Oh, you ever shot dice with the nigga that can't count? What my point? You put the 5 on that? So I'm 10 in with you, right?
He really was, especially when it's $100 down. He might want 40 in me.
Right.
So, but since you said you 10 with me, we just gonna run with that. Yeah, right. You 10 in.
Yeah, you 10 in. See, a lot of.
Then you go out the door.
We lost the whole studio. Yeah. Then. They don't play dice. They only play Monopoly.
That means he was $40 in my 100.
Exactly.
But he told me he was only 10.
So
I agreed with him because he's so dumb, you know? And then he lost. So that means I got my 100 back.
All right, Fly, you ready to take a test?
Hey, yeah, what type of 10? All right, what type
man.
Of 10?
You know? This is totally unexpected.
What type of
10? You ain't even know this.
Last, I ain't got nobody to cheat off
give
of.
Give me 5 reasons why you should not vote for Donald Trump.
Give me 5. I'm going to give you 5 reasons.
Give me 5 reasons.
First, because I'm black.
You should not vote for him. First of all, off the top, don't vote for Donald Trump because you're black. All right,
I'm
number
black.
2.
Second of all, because I'm not standing in line, in a long line, to vote for him, and he trying to take Migos away. Do you know you can pay these niggas?
He trying to get the Migos locked up?
You can pay Migos anything. Have you ever seen the one that be standing at the corner store be waiting for work?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other Migos.
No, they be ashy hands. They just be
My friend.
Yo, when shit is clear, I can.
My friend.
I can take it out. I don't know what.
For you.
I don't know what that means, yeah. But they always do that. Your tie is flat. I can take it out. Like, out there. Man, you don't get your ass on.
So, seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The top reason not to vote for Donald Trump for DC Young Fly is because you're black.
I'm black, and because he's trying to take the Mexicans. Them some loyal people.
Give me some more reasons.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
Donald Trump invented the Xbox 360. Hey, Ben Carson.
Ain't that an actor?
No, that's the brain surgeon. That is the smartest dumb black man I ever seen in my life.
Ben Carson.
Hell yeah. He gonna lie and say he got robbed at Popeye's Chicken in DC.
They say he about to be on a new penny.
No, he not.
But he gonna be facing the other way with a peace sign.
He's the first person to separate conjoined twins, I think, or something like that. Yeah. He separated.
So he telling me he went down there and he cut them niggas in half.
Right.
And
everybody had equal parts. He the first one to successfully split two people into 50-50 parts. Black man.
What
did
you
that.
Mean? Like one had like, long bro, and the other had
it
long?
Was this dude who was born, right? And his little brother was like coming out his rib cage. Mm-hmm. Ben Carson cut him off. He did successfully do really?
Well, how about we just
knowing,
vote for
like,
Ben
the conjoined
then?
Twins or whatever. No, we can't vote for Ben Carson because he is.
That's Ben with that mustache.
He's not a smart black dude.
Let me see. Come here.
Well, he is, but look at him. He don't look trustworthy, though.
Hell no. He look like that science teacher. They be looking at little girls and shit.
He one of those people who, like, he only book smart. He don't have no life experience.
And he got conjoined twins.
Bro, his
twins.
Wife looked like Kenan.
Man, this shit
from
nasty,
Kenan
man.
And
I can't
Kel.
Just watch conjoined twins all day, man.
Yeah, his wife look crazy. Have you seen her? Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but she do look a little weird.
Oh, they gonna vote for Benny Ben, man.
Just because you don't like how his wife look?
It ain't that, man. It's just something up behind that story, man. It ain't. It's like some exorcist shit.
She tried to sing the national anthem.
On national TV.
Good and terrible. Please watch this.
Oh, man.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Ah. Saved us that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
This real.
Crying the whole time. If I was gonna vote for him, I ain't vote for him now.
Nah, man.
I mean, we gotta hear that for 8 damn years.
Bro, you don't go from Michelle Obama to that.
Definitely not.
Nah, man.
Nah, that's over it. Hey, man, Donald Trump might got my
so
vote
that's what
for
I'm
that
saying. So you gotta, that's one reason. You can't vote for Ben Carson, man.
Okay, one rule I'm not gonna vote for Donald Trump is because.
But what, look, though, when Ben Carson lied and said he got robbed at Popeye's, I knew then that he would flow. Why you sound just like her though?
I think I sound a little better than her.
No, you sound kind of like her.
Man, what's going on with the politics, man? We need somebody to run, man.
Don't nobody want to, though.
I'm gonna run. Fuck it.
Bro, if you run, I'll be your campaign manager, man.
I'm just gonna run. Just cause get some money about this shit. Fuck it.
Who gonna be, like, doing? If you was running for who would you have for vice president?
Boosie.
Lil Boosie.
Boosie badass, I knock a nigga out. Now vote for a nigga before I knock a nigga out.
It's just what we need, bro.
I'ma have Boosie as my vice president. I'ma have Kanye West as the spokesperson.
Bro, they said that this dude for real trying to get his shit together for 2020. And
who?
Donald Trump. I mean, Kanye. I would vote for Kanye. I would vote for Walker Flocka before I vote for Kanye West. That's just real talk. Walker Flocka want to be the president. But I believe he got a felon and they ain't going to let him in there. Right?
This shit sad, man. We don't even know who the fuck running for president. And
That's because
like, who running against Donald Trump? I don't know. You see
it don't
me?
Matter.
I don't know.
It don't matter.
Got Ben Carson and his wife singing and shit, but I don't
know. Bro, I'll vote for Bernie Sanders. He got some pretty good... Bernie Sanders. Just because his name Bernie.
I'll vote for Barry Bonds.
Who? For the baseball player?
Yeah. Okay. Just because if anything go wrong, he know how to use a bat.
Might as well vote for Sammy Sosa then.
Shit, might as well. He can't talk for shit. He always need somebody up there to say he'll be whispering and shit. So how do you feel about the president? Well, Mr. Sosa said...
Mr. Sosa said, these bitches love Sosa. And DC, you...
What? Talk to me.
We got this segment about how you know when it's time to get out your mama's house.
How do I know?
How do you know it's time to get out your mama? It's time to get out of your mother's house when?
When your mama walk around naked.
What? Like... Mama, you naked.
Well, get your ass out my house. You wouldn't know if I was naked or not. Well,
see, because she don't know who to say. Ain't nobody complaining. Because so-and-so on them ain't complaining. Who is so-and-so on them, Mama?
I think
my
it's,
daddy?
I think it's time to get out your mama's house when you start buying stuff for your room that could really go in an apartment.
Like a couch?
Yeah, like why you got a couch in your bedroom? Like if you want to have a place, then go get a place.
And the
you
dog
done went and bought one of them little chain locks to go on your door. I don't want nobody in my room while I ain't at home.
You got a doormat in the hallway.
Right.
It say welcome.
Hey, it's time to get out your mama house. Your mama and them go get everybody some food except you. Like if she bring back the food and don't bring you nothing.
It's time to get out your mama house when... Your mama changed a lot.
It's really time to get out your mama house when she starts saying this every day. I wish y'all would get out my goddamn house.
It's really time to get out your mama house when she slides you bills up under your door.
Right.
But your name ain't on
them. Ain't even on them. It's really time to get out your mama house when your big brother about to get out of prison and then y'all gonna be back to sleeping too deep in one room.
It's really time to get out your mama house when your mama treat the stepdaddy better than you.
Yeah. It's really time to move out your mama house when all your friends is your mama friends too.
Yeah, that too.
It's time to get the hell on out of there. Nah, it's time to move out of your mama house when you got a whole nother separate cable account in your room. That's when it's time to go.
It's really time to get out your mama house when you got keys to your door room and nobody else do.
That's what I'm saying. Hell yeah.
It's like a mini apartment.
And most definitely. It's time to get out your mama house. When your mama have her company over and they fuck loud and they don't even care that you there.
That shit's sad.
And mama in the back.
It's really
her-
time to get out your mama house when you know you hung up your wash rag and your towel. And every time you get in the shower and you realize them bitches ain't there.
Mm.
You just getting
go.
Wet.
Time
just
to
looking
go.
Around like ain't shit up here.
When you start having to write your name on food and shit, it's time to get out your mama's house.
Mm-hmm. When you got to go to your mama room just to get in the shower.
Hey, this how you know your mama wants you to move out. If you ever lose your house key and she won't give you another one, it's time to get the hell on out of that. Well, what I'm going to keep giving you keys for? You going to keep losing
when them? It's time to get out your mama house, when the mail come and you say, did I get anything? She said, not a damn thing but some bills.
It's time to get out your mama house when your mama start telling you about bills and y'all ain't even at home.
Mm-mm.
Like you in the grocery store, like you.
Know that light bill.
Well, that light bill.
It's high.
It's coming.
Coming. You know it's time
when
to get out.
She started bringing up bills when you come home with new shit. Oh, got some shoes, huh? I hope you put that light bill money up.
Now, you know it's time to get out your mama's house when she blocked the driveway. So you can't park your car in the driveway.
Exactly. She ready for
she
your
just
ass
parked
to leave.
It. Like, bitch, we got a 2-door garage. Why is you parked in the middle of the driveway?
This is how you know it's time to get at your mama's house. When your mama starts sneak dissing you in front of her friend. Yeah, well, you know, I would do something at my house, but hell, I ain't never there by myself.
This is when you know it's time to get out your mama's house.
How?
when you gotta smoke outside.
You have to keep going outside.
You gotta smoke weed outside.
Yeah, it's time.
It's definitely time. And it's cold too.
Right.
And you can't smoke on the porch because she always coughing and shit. That loud stuff messing with my asthma.
This how you know
you
it's
ain't
time.
Got no asthma pump.
This how you know it's time to get. You know how you have like a key to the door?
Mm-hmm.
Like when your mama started locking the top lock, yeah, get the hell out of there, mm-hmm. man.
Well, like if you open
cause
the
that's
door
pretty
the
much
top
saying,
lock.
Hey, you out too late. We sleep over here. So
it's just time to get out of there.
Much love to all the mamas out there who be acting like they want you to move out until you actually
it's
move out.
It's time to get out your mama
and
house.
And then they get sad. Well, why you just don't come over here no more? You told me to leave.
I'm telling you. And it's time to get out your mama house when your mama open your mail and you 30.
It came to my house. I just ain't wanted to be anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
Get your old ass on.
You ever went over a girl house and she still stay with her mama? Like, because women be staying with their mama for a long-ass time.
And they don't be, they can't.
Ain't nobody say nothing.
Uh-uh. Well, you mean my mama.
No.
Who there? My mama.
My mama over here.
You gotta be quiet. I step squeaky.
I think we have hit these people with enough information that they should be able to suffice until we do the next episode.
I'm telling you. 85 South, your boy DC.
Any random shout-outs you want to give out? No, we always shout people out who don't never get no shout-out.
I want to give a shout-out to my boy Jesus. Who's the hell of my life?
Hell yeah.
You know
hey,
saying?
Much love to that boy Moses, man.
He split that sea.
Moses.
And he told him, he said, listen, the slow ones get in the front. Cause once this water closed, that's your ass.
Boy, Moses was that dude. Shout out to Noah. Noah, he built a whole boat, my man.
And he ain't even help people, he helped animals.
Animals.
He like, hell no, y'all need to swim. The animal can't swim.
Right.
So I'm gonna bring two a piece. And y'all gonna have to do your thing.
Right, right.
We gonna be on them motherfuckers for the day, for the night. I don't want y'all that commotion. I'll take a couple moves. And
you know who my other boy was from
who?
The Bible? That boy Job.
But you know,
you know why? Because his name look just like Job. But it's Job.
You know who I fought with?
Who?
The boy Lil Dave, man.
For real?
Lil Dave ain't alive. He wasn't scared.
My
that nigga
partner,
with the rock.
My partner.
And Shouty Fell.
My partner?
Lil Dave?
Nah. Jonah. He got swallowed by a whale and just kicked it in there, bro.
Just chilling. And he had fire. How you had fire and it was a whole
in a whale.
Water.
Didn't even try to do nothing with it.
Man, I know he seen that hole because you know they got that hole.
It's a
he always
hole.
Saw the light.
Yeah.
He knew one day he'd get up out there, but he just
one
ain't know
day.
How. Man, shout out to the people who all know Jesus was black, man.
Yeah.
They say his hair was like, skin was bronze. If everybody know bronze, that shit brown.
I don't believe Jesus was black.
They say his hair was wool. You know, everybody got that nappy hair.
I don't believe Jesus was black.
What do you?
Because they said Jesus died when he was, what, 33 years old? What black man you know that's 33 years old with no kids? That's what made me, I got lost
you
right
crazy.
There.
You crazy. Jesus had kids.
Jesus ain't had no kids, bro.
Jesus had kids.
He ain't had no baby mamas. And none of the chicks follow him to the miracles. You can't be a black man and be dead for 3 days and then think you just going to show back up. You was dead, nigga? Really? Really? Dead? Really? What's up? What? Really? No. Let me quit playing. Yeah. Like, that nigga crazy. Let me quit. Much love.
Jesus. Emmanuel. Hey, man. Y'all go out there and vote, man. Vote for anybody who you think going
to. Tell them where to watch the show at, man.
iTunes.
Comedy Hype.
Comedy Hype. iTunes. SoundCloud.
You can watch it on SoundCloud?
Yeah. You can hear it on SoundCloud.
All right.
But y'all go vote, man. Vote for, put somebody in office who's going to help better this world. Vote for me. I'm running.
Much love to Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Michelle Obama. Sasha Obama. Malia Obama.
What if he's a terror?
Bo Obama.
What
that's the dog.
What if Barack is a terror? You know his name Barack Obama.
I don't think Obama.
Think
nah.
about it. Obama.
Look,
nah. I Obama your ass.
I don't think he is, though. You remember the Obanas?
Mm-hmm.
They probably related.
Ain't no telling. Shit.
Ain't even no telling.
It's a small world out here, man.
Oh, I got some good news.
What?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by riding with other motherfuckers. Nah, we got some shit coming up.
Make
sure you tune in every Wednesday night and watch us on Wildin' Out. Got my dog DC Young Fly on there.
Just by the damn network, MTV2.
MTV2. You can follow us on the Instagram and the Twitter.
Fuck you mean,
social
what?
Media, everything. And hey, that's it, man. That's all.
We here. We got to go back to our other jobs.
So much love.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Everybody. Make sure you download and subscribe to our podcast, Your Ugly Ass.
Happy New Year, too, man.
Happy New Year.
If you had a bad year last year, make it a good one this
year. All
right,
this time we're going to... What's your New Year's prostitution, DC Young Fly? I mean resolution.
Wake up in bed with like 9 biatches.
That's it?
Yep.
Amen. Much, much love and success to you. I hope you prosper with that, man.
I'm going to drink a lot of Red Bull.
That's what's up. My New Year's resolution is to, you know, just keep my foot on these people's throats.
And do what?
I'm trying to get at least $100,000 in cash.
Just to splurge?
No, just so I can feel more comfortable with, you know, who I am as a person.
I feel you on that too, man. Yeah. I'm going to run it up, man. Yeah. If I can run it up.
Yeah, so that's it. Just trying to put some money in the shoebox.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello,
ain't nothing wrong with
dude.
It. All right. Let's make it work.
All right, pimp. Well, all right,
people.
Next time,
I love y'all.
85.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.